Well, stay where you are. When I come back, talking about relaxing, Melissa Stone, personal trainer, is going to be talking about meditation, depression, you know, all those good stuff. I'm Joni Gregg, and you're listening to KGO. Tony Gregans here. You're listening to KGO. My guest, Melissa Stone, has spent the last 3 years teaching yoga and meditation to those with addictive behaviors. She has some fantastic DVD, CD out. She does a radio show. She's fantastic. Melissa, good morning.
Good morning, Joni. Happy Spring Saturday. How are you?
Thank you so much. I just totally confused everyone when I was saying to Jenna Lane, nice outfit. She said, I'm springing ahead tonight. And I was so confusing. But more importantly, Melissa, this is very interesting because you talk about meditation is found to be helpful for people battling with addiction and depression. And, you know, we hear, again, we know how people take a lot of medication for depression. And now, again, new studies coming out saying we don't even know if it's that effective at all. In fact, it may be doing just the opposite.
Right. You know, exactly. And along with killing your organs.
Yes.
You know.
Talk a little bit about what you've been doing and talk about, you know, addiction, depression, meditation. Give us, you know, an overview.
Well, Joni, you know, I battled with depression myself.
No, I did not know that. I thought I knew everything about you. I do not know that.
You're always learning something
new. See, I am. Go ahead.
Well, you know, my 20s and 30s, you know, it's a hard time. You're trying to discover yourself.
Yes.
And, you know, and I was overweight and so had low self-esteem and had a little bit of depression. And thankfully, I can meditate. It comes very easily to me. I can visualize. I'm a very visual person. So I turn to meditation, and I've overcome a lot of these things, you know.
Now, Melissa, you know, here you were in your 20s. You said you're depressed. And folks out there, okay, we know depression is rampant, and it's not like throw away your medication. No. But we're just listen up a little bit because there's a lot more to it. How did you learn to meditate? Okay, here you were. You said I'm depressed. I mean, what drove you towards meditation?
Well, I've always been able to meditate, even as a child.
You're kidding.
No, it just comes very easily to me to go to that place of trance. And I think in school, you know, I would get in trouble. I was called a daydreamer.
I was one of those, too. Good thing we didn't sit next to each other. Get him out of here.
You know, but I realized at a later age that I was meditating, that I was going to that place where I felt more comfortable.
Oh, and interesting.
And it relaxed me. And so I used that. You know, I went to a doctor and she tried to give me depression meds.
Uh-huh.
And when I left the office, I thought, why doesn't she just tell me to get out of my bad relationship, to start eating right, to start exercising, and to start doing meditation. And so I kind of just told myself what I should do. I threw away the meds, never took them, and that's what I started doing.
Now talk a little bit about, you know, when people hear meditation, very close to medication,
medication.
Yeah, it is, exactly. But when you talk about, let's bring meditation mainstream because we all have the capability. Probably all of us have done it at one time or another. Like you say, daydreaming, I think.
It is.
You're right. Because you're like, I could get so far out of that class.
Right.
You know, so I was so happy just sitting there. Of course, if I'd been asked something, it would have been something different. But, you know, explain it a little bit and talk about some of the things that, you know, will help us wrap around it, so to speak.
Well, I have a very easy meditation that I want to share with your listeners.
All right,
a little
great.
Bit.
Okay.
But I want to explain what the fears are. What I hear from people is, I can't turn off my mind.
Mm-hmm.
I can't clear it out. I can't relax long enough. Well, you really only need to relax for a couple minutes. I try to tell people, you know, under 15 minutes, or start with 5 minutes, whatever, 2 minutes, whatever you can do to get started, and you don't need to clear out your mind. You can actually let those thoughts flow, but the key is to not give judgment and not take action on those thoughts.
In other words, just close your eyes, and even if you've got different things running through it, just let them run by, you're saying.
Just let them go.
Don't start saying, oh, I should have done that. Oh, why didn't I say that? Just like watching a movie. Just let it go.
Right, exactly. And that is the key. So your head can be full of things, and eventually you'll learn how to clear it out.
Really?
You know,
so
the more you do it, the more you're going to let go of those thoughts. But in the beginning, it's going to be difficult. So just let them flow.
And so, okay, so here, the other thing that I thought was so interesting, and I didn't know this before, and I've spoken with Melissa, we have bonded, but I did not know, you have been working with people that have addictions,
right?
And you say, and I would agree with this, and one of the things it says, a little pressing, because we want to, you know, it says, local healer, that's Melissa, has found ways to help. In Santa Cruz County, more than half the arrests are meth-related. Replacing heroin is the most commonly used drug in the country. Is that really true?
Yes. Yes. Up here, meth is pretty rampant. On top of meth, the other big thing that people are being addicted to is prescription meds, mm-hmm. painkillers. Mm-hmm. And pain is something that you can stop in the body using meditation. You can control your pain by using your brain.
Control your pain by using your brain.
Exactly. It's that simple. You can change your life. You can manifest things. You can sleep. That's another thing. Sleep problems.
Yes.
I hear that a lot.
Yes.
You know, I mean, they all go hand in hand. Depression, addiction, sleep.
You know, the other thing too is, and one of the things too is, because it was talking about it. Yes, sleep problems, as you said, we're not getting, probably never before in the history of mankind, don't get sleep. I say it's the biggest health problem, and people don't realize how serious. Sleep, good deep sleep, is when your body repairs itself.
Exactly.
I tell people that they say, oh, do I have to do this? I want to look better. I want to look younger. I said, then your mother was right. This is beauty sleep. Sleep sleep deprivation can make you fat. Because of, again, the body producing cortisol. It can depress you, and it also can age you.
Yep.
It is very, very serious. And again, I thought it was interesting because you said your sleep meditation is currently being used at a California sleep lab.
Yes. I have a neighbor that's a professor of this sleep lab in Santa Clara County, and I gave her my sleep meditation after she could try to use it. She researches sleep problems, and so these clients have to go to sleep at 7 o'clock at night with wires on them and in an office, and it's hard for them to fall asleep. So she has been using my meditation to help them, and it works. And I've been using it up at the drug rehab that I work at because it's hard for them to sleep. They're detoxing from drugs. They're at a different place. It's not their bed. It's just a crazy time for them. They can't sleep. And so I give them this meditation, and you can learn these concepts and then use them on your own. And that's what they do. And I get these remarkable stories from people. It's great.
Now, when we come back, my guest, again, is Melissa Stone. And she does have a DVD, CD, and they're just being released, aren't they? I'm looking at very good reviews here. But you have Mystic Meditation, DVDs, CDs with Meditations for Daily Life. And I love this title, The Groovy Goddess, and she is, Workout DVD. And it's just, but again, the thing that I like about all this is it gives us the power. We have so much power over our health. And when we come back, Melissa Stone and I are going to talk about that. We're going to get a little bit more because some of you are emailing me about addiction and all of that. More coming up. Please stay where you are. My guest, Melissa Stone, you're listening to KGO. Joni Gregan's here. My guest, Melissa Stone. Melissa, we have a question from Ben. Hi, Ben. You're on KGO with Joni Gregans and Melissa Stone. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, Ben.
Hi there. So my question is, just recently, some health issues, my doctor has asked me to look into meditation, yoga, to kind of go along with a new health regimen. With exercising and so forth. And my question is, what kind of commitment level am I looking at? I'm kind of left brain. And I know with cardiovascular workouts, you know, you have to work out so many times per week for so much time. And so I'm just kind of curious, what kind of benefits can I get out of, you know, a regimen of meditation and maybe yoga?
Well, first of all, Ben, I want to congratulate that doctor for giving you that bit of information, because this is what is missing in our lives. first of all. Mm-hmm. And so commitment, I tell everyone, start with 15 minutes a day. And that's why all of my workouts, all of my meditations, they are all in sessions of 15 minutes. And you can add to them or just do the 15 minutes.
Okay.
So if you can just commit, everyone has 15 minutes in their day. There's times when you're standing in line.
Yeah.
There's times when you're at a stop sign. But I always try to tell people, be careful meditating while driving.
Right.
Right before you go to sleep, or turn off the television. You know, there's 15 minutes in everyone's day. So just start with that, and then you will want more and more and more, and then you just build upon that.
And then you'll have balance in your life, Ben. Ben, go to the KGO site because you can check out Melissa's stuff. I mean, what I like about it, I like, affordable fixes that everybody can do, and I so appreciate your call. Connie, you're on KGO with my guest, Melissa Stone. How are you, Connie?
Yeah, hi. I'm great. I'm just coming home from work.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
I am a night shift nurse, and sometimes I work 12 hours and sometimes I work 8 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And I get interrupted sleep. I normally sleep from 9 to 2 and then at night usually from like 9 to 10 to get to work at night. And I have been, pretty faithful in exercising, get up at 2, go to the gym, and eat right, eat well, but my daughter's been on my back about the fact that I don't get enough sleep and that it's going to take 10 years off my life and make me old and fat and things like that.
Exactly.
I want to know how you address the night shift worker regarding sleep and sleep pattern, because I don't want life to pass me by.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, do you work nights you have the same schedule every week?
Pretty much, yeah.
Except for
about 2 days off a week.
Right. Well, the key to sleep is to get your body on its clock.
So
if you work at night, then you're going to have to sleep during the day. So you're going to have to try to get your body on that. Go to sleep every day at the same time. Wake up every day at the same time. Get your body on the clock.
And so
I do, but from 9 to 2, I do.
Yeah. But she can benefit, too.
Hours, see?
Can she benefit, too, from the meditations, though, for her sleep?
Yeah.
So get a nice, deep sleep.
Do the sleep meditation, do the relaxing meditation, the sleep meditation before you go to sleep.
Yeah, okay. So that you get deep sleep, Connie. That's the deal. We can go to sleep, but we're talking about the kind of sleep when you wake up and you're really revitalized, renewed.
Right, and get energy and things like that.
And because you are a nurse, you need to take care of yourself because you are taking care of a lot of other people. God bless you.
Yes.
So you need to really take care of yourself.
I really appreciate that. I try. Believe you me, I try.
Well, try this, Connie, because, again, we need to take care of the people that care for us. That's
exactly.
You. And, you need to get some deep sleep, and then you'll be coming in going, hello, fabulous. So give a check. Go to KGO, and you can link to Melissa's stuff. I like what she does. Again, all of her stuff is based on, fact, not fiction. So thank you, Connie, and thank you for all you do. Melissa, quickly, because we're almost out of time, tell us again of course, we didn't talk about the Balance Studio Spa, but just a couple of words about that.
Well, I have a spa in the Santa Cruz Mountains where I do massage and body work and energy work, meditation, and body wrapping. And I have fitness classes as well.
Fantastic.
So it's kind of a whole thing here.
And then also, if people are interested, you also have, just talk a little briefly about your DVD and your CDs.
So I have a DVD, a workout DVD, a couple meditation CDs. One is for daily life, which has the sleep meditation, the pain meditation, things that we need for daily life. But I just released last Friday, Success and Abundance, because we need some success and abundance.
Yes, we do.
The economy is a little right now. People are a little worried. Let's change our thoughts and say that we are successful so that we can be abundant. And this CD... And I've already heard Success Stories, and it was just released on Friday.
Fantastic.
And it really works. It changes your frame of mind.
Melissa,
really quick, can I do something really quick with your audience?
You got 30, 20 seconds, 25?
All right, so focus on your breathing.
Okay.
Relax. As you inhale, the belly rises, and as you exhale, the belly falls. And just focus on that and let all your thoughts go. and I guarantee you will feel much different. You will feel more relaxed.
What a wonderful suggestion, and I thank you so much, Melissa. We'll do it again, and good luck to you, and thank you so much for being with me this morning.
Thank you, Joni.
Appreciate
talk to you
it.
Soon.
Okay.